Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Today, I just feel led as I've been reflecting on things in my own life, and like I say, everything that I share with you are things that I need to hear as well, that encourage me. So as I'm encouraging you, it's encouraging me, is to not let your negative thoughts hijack you into negative emotions. And with a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, we really need to guard our hearts and guard our minds, but God is there to help us every step of the way. And so, you know, we hear from God. It says that his sheep hear his voice. So we are his sheep. We hear his voice, but there are other voices that come in. There's the voice of the enemy, our own voice, whatever it is, our own habits of things that we have thought. So it's imperative that we not allow the voice of accusation and condemnation to hijack our peace and to get us into fear and to get us into shame or guilt or anything like that. And so I was listening to Joseph Prince the other day, and he said this, and I thought it was very interesting, and I loved it. And he said, just like a fever attacks your immune system, condemnation attacks your righteousness. And so it's important that you understand that there is no condemnation for you, and those negative voices of accusation and condemnation come to hijack you out of your peace, out of remembering that you're righteous, into beating yourself up and condemning yourself that you're not good enough, or you failed, or you're not where you want to be. You know, the list goes on. You know what those voices are. So I just want to encourage you again today. Also, be careful what you meditate on. I've had to be careful because there's a lot of stuff going on social media. And by the way, there's a lot of false information that's going around on social media, but what will never be false information is the Word of God. And so we want to always go back to what the Word says. And the Word, you know, encourages us to keep our eyes on Jesus and what Jesus did for us. And so, the Word has promises of protection and healing and good plans for us despite any trials that we go through. It's full of promises of a God who will never leave us to fend for ourselves, that he helps us. He's a good God who generously gives us wisdom and everything we need to make it in this life. So God planned for us to be born for such a time as this. Isn't that awesome? He knew that we would be living in the time that we are living. And so you can make it. You know, you can do it. You can keep your peace. And he will help you in that. He will empower you. And as I was reflecting on that today, I posted this on Facebook, and it's so true. New covenant promises are not nullified by any circumstances in the world. That is good news. And so, you know, we have to remember that, yes, there are things that are happening and there are things that aren't good, you know, but we need to, as believers, we have the Word of God. We have the kingdom of heaven living inside of us because of Jesus. And so we are called to be a light to the world. We are called to share Jesus with the world, that he is the answer and that nothing else is the answer in this world, including government and everything else. You know, I'm not saying it's not important, But Jesus is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to eternal life. He is the way to healing. He is the way to peace. He is our peace. He is our righteousness. So let's, you know, if you find yourself being bombarded by too much stuff that you're letting in, I encourage you to turn it off and to focus on the word and focus on what Jesus has done for you rather than what you haven't done or where you've missed it. Because when you focus on Jesus and his love for you and how he views you and how he sees you, it changes everything. And so today that's exactly what I want to do, is just remind you of some good news about you and your identity, which reminds me of the good news and my identity as well. And because our identity in Christ does not waver, it does not change no matter what's going on in the world. And that is good, good news. But Proverbs 4:23, the New Century Version, says, "Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life." And so that's why it's important that we, you know, God gave us the word to meditate on the word. God gave us relationship. He has relationship with us. He wants us to fellowship with him. He wants to speak to our hearts. He doesn't want us focused on negative thoughts that lead to negative emotions. And that's the thing. In John 10:10, it says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us an abundant life. And I think the Message says a life better than we ever dreamed of or something like that. But the enemy wants to keep us in fear and anxiety and steal our peace. That's what he wants to do. And he uses the same old tactics all the time. And right now, social media is really being used as one of his tactics. And, you know, it's also being used to spread the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. But that's why we have to be careful on what we let in. And this is myself included, because negative thoughts lead to negative emotions. But as I've shared many times before, the good news is that we are the CEO of our thought life. So we have the power to promote or fire any thought that comes our way. And, you know, God doesn't force us to think on anything. We do have a choice, but he helps us. He wants to help us in that. And we can ask him for help and he will help us. He will show us a scripture. He will speak something to our heart. He will lead us to the right channel, and maybe there's a good news preacher on that's going to be talking directly to you. He knows how to do it. He can do it through a friend giving you a word, you know, or a word of encouragement or a scripture. So God knows us uniquely and individually. He knows the number of hairs on our head. So he knows how to help us. But it's imperative that we know that God is good and God is love. And when we understand that God is good, he has our best interests at heart, he is working out good in our lives, and FYI, he's working out good in this nation, and he's working out good everywhere he goes, because that's who he is. But when we understand that he is love, and we are loved, and we are righteous, and we are forgiven, we are less susceptible to losing our peace or believing and meditating on lies. And so when we understand that, you know, Psalm 91 is for us, and God gives us wisdom no matter what's going on in the world, and we just meditate on that and really receive it, I believe that that protection just manifests in our lives. I mean, these are promises that are in the Word of God for us, and no matter what anyone says, you know, these are promises for us in the Word of God. And so today I just, you know, want to tell you And like I said, God is, we are his sheep and we hear his voice. He is the good shepherd. A good shepherd helps his sheep. A good shepherd gets his sheep out of a mess, even when they get themselves into it. You know, a good shepherd takes care of the sheep. A good shepherd, you know, loves the sheep. And so that is who God is. And he wants to help you. And the way that he helps you is he lives in us. So we have him in us 24/7. We have his peace. We have his healing. We have his righteousness. We have his strength. And we can draw on it any time that we need it. And today I just want to remind you that you are beautiful. You are chosen. You are made for a purpose. You are a precious child of God, and you are loved forever. Now, wouldn't you say that that is good news? That's good news. And so that's what I want to continue to remind you in and myself, because I'll tell you, the good news brings joy. The good news brings peace. And, there you go. That's all I can say about it. So when you meditate on these good things and who we are in him, it helps us to keep our peace. But Psalm 139:14, the English Standard Version says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." And I like the Complete Jewish Bible version of that verse that says, "I thank you because I am awesomely made wonderfully. Your works are wonders. I know this very well." So you're awesomely made. God thinks you're awesome. Okay. So that is really, really good news. And then you are chosen. God chose you. And he would choose you over and over again. So don't let that voice of accusation tell you that God just tolerates you. He doesn't just tolerate you. He celebrates you. You are his child. He chose you. He deliberately picked you out. You know, I've brought up this example before, but think about, you know, kids in elementary school that get picked for sports teams. And, you know, there's always kids that are picked last, you know, but God picks you first. You are on his team. You are on the winning team. He chose you, and he would choose you over and over and over again. And you're not chosen last. You're chosen first. We're all chosen first. Only God can do that. But 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And we talked about that last week, about the greatest rescue is that he rescued us out of the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his son, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of healing, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of peace, and the list goes on, the kingdom of righteousness. And that's good news. And I have this, I decided, because I remember I had 1 Peter 2:9 in my grace devotional, and I decided to look it up. About you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. And it says the word chosen in our opening verse is the Greek word eklektos, which means select and by implication favorite. Wow. As believers, we are God's favorite people. He chose us and selected us because he loves us. Synonyms of the word favorite are beloved, favored, treasured, prized, cherished, especial, esteemed, adored, best loved, number one, and wished for. So the most amazing news ever is that we are God's beloved, favored, treasured, prized, cherished, special, esteemed, adored, best loved, number one, and wished for children. He always desired us in his family. It's amazing to me to think that the God of the universe, who created the world, the sea, the animals, and the mountains, created us to be his children, whom he esteems and adores. That's amazing news. Now, isn't that awesome to know that? I mean, that is the good news. And if we are so treasured and cherished, you know, we have to remember that. We're treasured and cherished. God's not up there condemning us, getting mad at us. He's not disappointed in us. He treasures us and celebrates us. And that's what a good father does. And the last, the next thing I wanted to talk about is, that you were made for a purpose. You know, God has a unique calling for you, and you matter. And don't let the voice of accusation tell you otherwise. Don't listen to voices that say, it's too late for me. You know, I'm too old. I wasted too many years. Those are all lies from the pit of hell. God has a unique destiny for you. And, you know, a lot of you are probably walking into it, or you're walking in it. But maybe you think, there's something more. I know God has something more for me. And because you know that, he placed that in your heart, and he's gonna help you to walk in that, whatever that might be. It might be stay-at-home mom. For me, one of my callings is to rescue animals. I mean, there are other things that I do by writing and spreading the gospel, but you know, God has a unique calling for you, and don't compare it to other people and think that it's less than, because that's not true. You know, if you try to be someone else or try to walk in someone else's calling that's not yours, you're not going to be happy. It's not going to bring you peace. I mean, there are things that I have, you know, tried out in ministry thinking, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do, but I could tell that it didn't bring me joy and peace. And I was like, no, I'm not going to try to make this happen, because that's not what I'm called to do. And that's okay. You know, God leads us and guides us, but he wants you to know that you were made for a purpose, and that you matter. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So just remember that he has good works for you, and he knows you uniquely and individually. And I just love that. But also, you know, the last thing I want to talk on is, sorry, there's one more after that. I keep thinking it's like three things, but it's like five. Anyway, is that you are a precious child of God. And that's actually one of my favorite things to talk about and share with people. You know, especially people who have grown up in homes where they didn't really feel wanted. It's such a joy and such healing to know that we were always wanted by our Heavenly Father, and that we are his child. And the greatest healing in my life was when I switched those labels of bipolar disorder, PTSD, anxiety disorder, and the list goes on, self-injurer and alcoholic, all those other labels, for child of God. And that is my identity. And that is what brings me joy, is to know that that is my label. That is my identity. That's all I want to be known by, is that I'm a child of God. And it's good news. John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And so as a believer, we are his children. And the last thing that I'm going to talk on is knowing that we are loved forever, and that we can never be separated from God's love. Romans 8:38 to 39. I don't have that verse right here. But we are loved forever. And don't let that voice of accusation tell you that God is mad at you or disappointed in you, because you are loved and cherished and treasured. And God doesn't, he does not expect perfection out of you. You know, this is why we needed a savior. You know, we need Jesus, and he will help us and empower us in this life. But give yourself grace in your journey, because God gives nothing but grace to you. And so the more I believe, the more that we know his love, the more his peace permeates every area of our lives. But it is a process in growing in his love and grace. And he just, I feel like God is saying to some of you right now, remember how far you have come. In the midst of a failure, remember how far you have come. He wants to remind you of that. So when that voice of accusation or condemnation comes in and tries to condemn you in any way, that is not the voice of love, because God is love. God is good. God is your biggest cheerleader. He's cheering you on. He's guiding you. He's giving you wisdom. He's on your team. He is your comforter, your helper, your rescuer, everything that you could possibly need in this life. And so I just encourage you to remember today in a special way as you go out throughout your day that that you are beautiful, you are chosen, you are made for a purpose, you are a precious child of God, and you are loved forever. And that is, you know, don't let the, I encourage you not to let the enemy hijack you with negative thoughts that lead you into negative motions and steal your peace. It's a tactic to steal your peace and to get you into anxiety and depression and everything else. And so, you know, but Jesus is our helper. He empowers us to be able to say no. He empowers us to be able to recognize those negative thoughts, say, wait a minute, that doesn't line up with the word of God. That doesn't line up with who I am. That doesn't line up at all, period. So I'm going to say no, and I'm not going to meditate on that thought because I know what it's going to do. And so, just encourage you guys. And you know what? If you do get into those negative thoughts and you realize, wait a minute here, I got anxiety going on or whatever, don't condemn yourself at all. And don't let that voice of accusation condemn you. Just go back to the truth and realize, oh yeah, you know, I guess I was, you know, meditating on some things that, you know, cause some negative emotions, but you know what? I am loved. I'm cherished. There's no condemnation, and I'm going to go back to the truth. And the other thing is, one of my favorite prayers is Jesus help me. Jesus help me. He is the one who is the solution. He has all the answers for us. He is our healing. He is our righteousness. He is our joy. He is our savior. He is our comforter. He is our helper, and you name it. And I will continue to repeat these truths over and over and over again, because we need to continually hear the good news of the gospel, and that Jesus made us right with God, and that we are loved and cherished and chosen. So I'm just going to pray for people. Father, I just thank you that for what Jesus did on the cross, and healing belongs to us. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak healing to everyone who is listening. And if that's you and you need healing and you want to receive it, you just say, I receive that. I take it. I receive it. I take it by force. So I speak to immune systems right now and command them to function properly. In Jesus' name, I speak peace over minds right now, and I command anxiety and depression to go right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I just feel like bitterness is being released from someone right now, that you've been holding on to some bitterness. If that's you related to a situation, God says, you know, just say, I receive that, and that is going. You're going to notice a difference in your peace and in your heart. And when you view that person or situation that has caused that bitterness. So I thank you, Father, for even healing bitterness out of people's lives, Lord. And we just thank you. I feel like there's someone that has a problem with their right foot, and I just command healing in that foot right now in Jesus' name. I command normal movement, normal muscles and nerves, anything that it needs, cartilage. I command healing to the ankles and the heel right now in Jesus' name. I command plantar fasciitis to leave people right now in Jesus' name. I speak healing over your feet. I command that inflammation to go right now in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Father. Amen.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.